just sounding on piano when I was putting the thing down for Bach, with you guys playing over that little, you know, like what you were just doing as I was playing that. That was kind of nice, just like that, you know, having everyone come in, you know, that might be something. Just you know, everyone play on the intro, but then just kind of clear out. Try it, whatever, yeah. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys are supposed to be playing in there, right? Yeah. Oh no, just no, just you guys and me. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, on the chart. The first.
Yeah, the E flat should be hit there.
Then what?
It's oh yeah. E flat. E flat.
E flat.
Yeah, the only thing about it is you hear this note.
Okay, fine.
So you know you can play a B flat over that, Bob. It might be very B flat over E flat is really, I guess, the chord there. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Well, she walks in the town in a long white gown. And the band plays on with no one around. And the rice was gone 4 hours ago. And the white wheel limousine standing alone. Oh, well, they met at the club where the brasses blow. Well, the wine did flow. Well, he moved so slow. And finally one night, as the wind stood still, well, he got up the nerve and she said, I will.
You guys can feel through this.
When the day did come and the groomsmen arrived, they came a little early to go over the lines. As they walked to the church on the cobblestone, was heard in the bushes, well, a moan and a groan. Well, she walks in the town in a long white gown, and the band plays on with no one around.
Whoever's picking, can I hear more of that?
Was gone forever ago.
I think it's Mark.
And the white wheel limousine standing alone. That's standing alone, solo. Thank you.
Maybe.
Don't you didn't want to.
It might set better. I know, we're a little unsettled as far as how long to hold the Fs in different places. That's what we have to just figure that out. And I'm unsure. Yeah, Steve? No. More bars of F. Okay. Okay. So you want to make it just four times? Want to make it four times the F every time in the solo section, Phil?
It's fine with me.
Doesn't matter to me. Two or four, it doesn't matter. Let's try F and see how it feels. Okay. Let's try four.
It's going to be four then.
Let's try four.
Through the solo section in the F.
I like it when it's different every time.
Fine.
Can I say?
You know, you dictate. If you go.
Okay. That's not fair to the soloist, you know what I mean?
Well, all right. So how do you want to do it? If we arrange it differently every time? How about 2-4, 2-4?
Yeah.
You know, because that's more like the when I'm singing it.
The four would then appear in between the solo.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's try 2-4, 2-4. Let's see if we can remember that.
These are the bars of F minor between the
lines.
Between the sections. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Steve.
Between the verses, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So we'd start. The saxophone solo, then there's two bars in between that, and then the second chorus, the saxophone solo goes by, then there's four bars between the saxophone solo and the guitar solo.
Yeah,
right. And there's the first time around on the guitar solo, it's assuming the guitar goes, and it's two.
Yeah.
And then if the guitar goes around for a second, there's no four after that.
You were right. That's a good point. Good point. We'd go. Well, we could let it go four. You know, let's just see how it feels. Let's try 2-4, 2-4 with the sax and guitar.
Okay.
And then going into. There.
That's the most natural way to do it, I think.
Let's try it. Let's see how it goes. Because I know you were saying that you liked Steve going right into the, you know, so. That's a thing of the past. I know. I knew someone was going to howl in protest. I mean, I'm fine to try to put it in here. It just seems like it's fish out of this particular pool, this particular lake, you know, that we've dredged here. What's that?
We decided that was no longer there.
I thought we did yesterday, but we can certainly try it. Okay, check it out. Okay, we'll do that after the four. After the after the second solo, after Steve's thing. Okay.
We'll do which?
We'll do. Everybody got it right.
Well, except for me. But that's why I did
it. Yeah. All right. So let's try it from the solo section. Just straight from, right from the walk up of the verse, right into Dave's thing. One, two, three, four.
Thank you. gonna think that she lived a lie. There was always talk of a wandering eye.
If this could be a little more understated. If it could be a little clear.
It sounds to me like.
Something, yeah.
It sounds to me like on this verse I should just strum the chords.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it should be kind of less. It's supposed to be like.
And lay that kind of carpet, and these guys should do the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just try something a little less, you know, and then it builds up on the chorus to back, you know. Otherwise, it's just so, you know. So, like, every 16th note every time, you know, sort of vibe. So it'd be nice to have a little come down, just like you're talking about. So.
And then the next verse, you want to pick it back up?
When it goes, when she walks into town, it's the same music, but it's different.
The next verse, you want it back again? Or do you
I would back up again.
Back up again.
Yeah. Just the one verse after the licks, after the intro lines and all that. So, that seemed to work okay, you know.
Well, she didn't want to think that she lived a lie.
It's perfect.
There was always talk of a wandering eye. Would he come to the club and he'd look all around? It took a fair-minded man not to wonder aloud.
That was really good, I thought.
Oh, as she walks into town in a long white gown, and the band plays on, no one around. And the rice was gone 4 hours ago, and the white wheeled limousine standing alone.
Really good. And Jake LaMotta.
And the father of the bride is drinking so slow. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, no, it's... I think it's right. close. That was good. That was a nice build-up, you guys. Yeah. Really nice. It gets into a nice place.
I was wrong.
You know, Bruce, I couldn't hear when we started.
Bubba Chucka, huh?
A Bubba Chucka.
I couldn't hear it, so I just went with Phil when I heard him drop the bomb.
Yeah.
We're going to do that run on that Bubba Chucka reel.
Bubba Chucka, yeah, let's do that.
Bubba Chucka.
Bubba Chucka reel.
Do you guys know who Bubba Chucka is? We were just discussing Bubba Chucka. There actually is a guy named Bubba Chucka. That's why Molo's doing that.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought it was just like a whim.
Yeah, you thought it was just a syllable.
Priest.
It sounds. No, it's Molo referring to young Allen Iverson of the Philadelphia 76ers. Bubba Chuck is his nickname.
Bubba Chuck.
No, I did not.
And what did he do then?
Get him out of prison.
They were good friends in prison.
I made him my girlfriend in prison.
And then you got him out.
I did. Yeah. Yeah, well, nah, he was, whatever. Yeah. Let's do that again at the end. Let's try to get that ending right. I thought, backtracking, I thought the two bars and then the four bars were just fine.
Yeah.
I thought that worked pretty well.
Yes.
So, but let's get into this last section and try to do the ending.
Okay.
Just one, two, three, in the last section. But you nailed it, yeah.
I will.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good. You want to take it from the top?
Yeah. That's really nice, the way the guitars build and trade.
I thought that was great, too, when Mark started and then Steve came in and then you both together.
Don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, that was...
Know, one thing I'm having a problem with... Oh, where's Matt?
Matt's gone.
Oh, Matt's gone.
He's in New York.
Yeah, that was an unrewarding sound.
That's Jeffrey, one thing that I'm having a problem with is that when the guitars are playing quietly, and in fact even when Dave is playing quietly or Bob, I can't hear them until they start playing out.
I'm still playing kind of tentatively is the deal.
Okay. Well, the thing is that I'm wondering if we don't need some compression on these guitars so that we can.
No, you don't need compression. That's not going to.
Well, I can't hear jack shit when they're not playing solo volume. So
I just today turned up for the first time.
I have that problem too, though.
I mean, this is a problem which has been going on since we started using these monitors for this project. So
is it the new monitors, Phil, or just any ear monitors?
It's everything I've used with this system. And it's been a problem. I mean, I think everybody's been having problems with the monitors.
Yeah, unless you play at a certain dynamic level for these monitors, you have to play into the earphones. I mean, if you play normally like you normally play dynamically,
you can't play normally.
You go
normal
out of
dynamics.
The threshold is not the same.
Yeah, I got it. In here, I'm okay with it, but at the gig the other night, boy, it was hard to hear
certain things. The gig, there were no dynamics because of this problem.
It's true.
There were absolutely no dynamics, and there were very few in the first set. I mean, that is among us on stage.
Yes, that's true. That's the ear monitored problem, always been.
One thing that we need.
Well, it wasn't this. It wasn't this. To my memory, it wasn't this difficult with the Grateful Dead system.
Yeah, but the dynamics were different. People were playing them different. They were used to the system.
Yes, that's true. But the system didn't load up.
and create a wash when we all hit it.
Well, I don't think the compression is going to
work. Let's buck the system.
Yeah, I don't think the compression.
Well, I'm not saying that compression is the answer, but no, I need to be able to hear. I need to be able to hear Mark's figuration, for instance, on this song during
exactly.
the first.
I don't hear
which
that at
I
all.
I cannot
either.
Hear that's the exactly. pick and figuration. I can't hear what Bob is playing, in when he's picking a complex rhythm. I can't hear those rhythmic differentiations. I can't hear the fucking pitches, and it's pissing me off. So, that's
well
all
spoken.
I have to say.
Spoken like a true barbarian.
Yes, and I'm hoping we can figure out how to fix this.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not
pointing at you guys, Jeff and Mike, because, I mean,
who knows?
A little of it's going to be just getting used to playing with it. What we've got to do is play with it.
Well,
we can always go back to stacks of monitors.
Of May, so.
Yeah, well, that's right, and that's not good. That's right, that's not good. Like, for instance, like Mark, I can't hear, I want to turn him up here, but then on another song, it might be when he's doing a different type of thing, it might
be
just killing me.
Yeah. That's not a good situation. But anyway, now that I brought everybody down, sorry.
Well now, can I make something? In my studio in Virginia, we have monitor situations, and I think maybe you guys do, but a lot of people do, some people don't. Where you control, you have everybody who's playing on. We have eight.
You
faders.
Have your own little box.
Yeah, you have your own little box. Could we get that so we could create our own headphone mix and not have to always? Because like for me, I'm always on the opposite side. Whether it was with the Grateful Dead and Harry, I was on the other side and he was on this side.
Right.
Now on this side and they're on that side, and that's fine. But it's tough for me to tell. It's sort of a chain of command deal. Hey, Wiz, can you give me more bass? You know,
yeah, but
he's got to go all around. You know, so if this could happen,
you need a walkie-talkie.
That would solve everybody's play. Right? Yeah, but you know, what are we gonna do? Yeah. Well, that's right. They had.
We have a similar system to that, also.
So if that could be implemented, that would solve everybody's problems. They'd have their own little mixer, and you don't have to do all this drama about, hey, can I have this and that? You know.
Yeah, well, the problem, I think, goes deeper than just not being able to get our own mix. I think there's a problem with the equipment.
Uh-huh.
That
could
it's this, there's something. When we're all playing out, it's just it.
It's a wall.
It disappears.
Overload.
It
shit.
It disappears.
My right ear
it
just went.
Mush.
You mentioned that. What is this?
Well,
some kind of conspiracy here.
Well, that's a more nebulous problem. You know, it's hard.
Yeah,
who
it certainly
knows?
Is.
Oh, there
you know,
it is.
This other thing
it.
Is maybe a possible solution that would help part of that.
It would help us in this rehearsal, that's for sure. Whether we can take it out on this tour, I don't know. I don't even know if
it's grass audio. There's
a conspiracy here.
You know that. It's just a matter of practice.
The forces are working against us.
Oh, God. Well, let's try this song anyway.
Yeah, let's do it anyway in the face of all these obstacles. Okay, one, two, three, four.
She walks in the town in a long white gown.
That's very nice.
In the band plays on.
If you want to play, Phil, it sounded pretty good with you playing. But either way.
And the rice was gone four hours ago.
You guys were playing a little less at the beginning.
The band will limousine standing alone.
Way F. Remember that first F? That first F. Flat holds a four for four beats, Bill.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's one of the few things that's remaining
Bobby,
from the old.
Okay.
I'm not getting much clarity out of you. I want to make sure what I'm playing is not arguing with what you're playing. I can hear you, but it's so fat and warm that I'm not getting the attack.
So fat and warm. It's so fat and warm and analog and just beautiful. And sounds so good.
It really does have that retro.
Yeah, it's a retro ribbon mic. Kind of analog Abbey Road sort of.
You know, maybe we should just try to thin down the texture on this first verse so we can hear what these pickers are doing.
Right.
So I'm going to lay out on that first verse and see what happens.
Okay. Okay. We'll try it again. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
walks into town in a long white gown, and the band plays on with no one around. And the rice was gone 4 hours ago, and the white wheel limousine was standing alone.
F right there. If people keep going to beats early.
Where the brasses blow, where the winding flow, where they move so slow. And finally one night, as the wind stood still, well, it got up the nerve, and she said, I will. Well, the day did come, and the groom spun a ride. It came a little early to go over the as they walked to the church on the cobblestone. It was heard in the bushes, well, a moan and a groan. Well, she walks through the town in a long white gown, and the band plays on with no one around. And the rice was gone 4 hours ago, and the white wheel limousine standing alone, just standing alone. The wedding reception saxophone played on. Wandering eye, as he'd come to the club and he'd look all around. It took a fair-minded man not to wonder aloud. Yeah, when she walks in the town in a long white gown, and the band plays on with no one around, and the rice was gone 4 hours ago, and the white wheel limousine standing alone. Father of the bride, and the father of the bride is drinking so slow.
we supposed to play that lick over the four chords?
When you switched to the tenor, I could hear you. When I hear playing the barry, I could hear you.
I didn't know we were in it because I couldn't hear.
Yeah, I couldn't hear Dave that time either. What happened? I heard you. I've heard you every time except now. I don't know what.
Just that the first little section of that, mic was actually on. So that's
No, just in all the other intros from the top, and yeah, except for that. Because that's just you and me. It takes it to a little different place. Yeah, I couldn't hear that. What I couldn't hear me playing either. But I couldn't hear Steve playing either.
I could hear Steven, but I couldn't hear Mark, and I couldn't hear Bob.
And I can
and
hear
I could,
Mark.
I could hardly hear you.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And I could hear Molo, a little bit of Molo.
Well, the good news
myself.
Is it's a nice arrangement, I think. It's going to be, yeah. Yeah, it's a... the way you're playing... Da, 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 ba, da, da, ba, da. It's a little in the heart, you know. It's got to be a little more exact, a little more smooth. Yeah. We need to rehearse that ending again. Yeah. Let's just take it straight from. Well, just take it a little bit into the jam like we've done before. We'll wait for this feel to get. So let's just get right in. Okay.
It sounds an awful lot like Telegraph Road, I gotta say.
In that ending, yeah. You think we should change that?
It's a shameless fucking theft. Yeah. I mean, and that was a pretty big record. I mean,
you're talking about the end, right?
Yeah.
Mark is playing like Mark Knopfler.
Mark, you might try a different kind of tone. Over those changes.
Yeah, you sound like Mark Knopfler. Like
it sounds
incredible.
So much like Mark Knopfler. It's a little on the creepy side.
What song was that?
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
What song are we discussing?
He's talking about a Dire Straits song called Telegraph Road. He's saying Mark sounds a lot like Mark Knopfler. And I think the same thing. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily bad, but hey, if it's giving you the creeps,
you know,
I understand.
Well, you take a vote on it. It gives me the creeps, but yeah. Let's put
okay.
it up.
Hey, I don't give a shit myself.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, well, okay, Mark. Bobby has said that to you, and you deal with it however you're going to deal with it.
I actually strapped on. I was using the tele yesterday, and it sounded different. I strapped on, and there's Mark Knopfler's guitar.
Is that what it is? Is that what he does, what he plays? Well, there you go. Playing on a big hollow body, you know, West Montgomery sound, you know. That would work great, too, you know. All right, so let's get right into that section. The Telegraph Road section, exactly.
I mean, let's call this spade a spade here.
Yeah. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Seven here.
What'd you say?
Drop to seven here. Takes it a little bit out of the
Dave. We'll do it. You know what? You do not know where it is coming. Did you not know when that thing was coming? Can you hear when we started?
No, I caught the second one.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I thought you kind of caught it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, then me threw up a hand. And said, well.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Hold on. So let's try that again. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's. Well, we still haven't quite gotten that ending right yet.
Is that more clear for you?
Sounds clear now. But then we don't have the. You know. The yeah. Just start right from the bigness. From the biggest. At 2, 3, 4. Try that just one more time, just a minute. That little ending there, from the boogie, yes, from the boogaloo section. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody's in the headphone hell here. God. Want to go do Mountains of the Moon and then Rainbow's Cadillac? Chart on it. I don't think you're going to really need. Why don't you just hear us play it?
Yeah, maybe I know it.
Actually, I have two. I have the director in the middle, and the other two spread out. But it's not helping.
That's one of our big sit-in numbers when Chris Robenzien from The Crows sits in with our band. Well, his name is Chris Robinson. We call him Chris Robenzien, named after the late, great Bill Robenzien. Right. And he actually knew who Bill Robenzien was.
Not me.
Bill Bojangles Robenzien.
Oh, really?
No. Robenzien. No. Yes. Not the same. When Daryl Dawkins shattered the backboard, Bill Robenzien was the guy seen running.
Wow, that's obscure.
That's obscure, yeah. Because the real reason you know is because Daryl Dawkins named his dunk the Chocolate Thunder Flying Robenzien Crying something. What is it? Glass Flying Robenzien Crying. Slam Jam, I Am, Planet Lovetron, Chocolate Droppings.
It goes on and on.
It goes. Yeah, it was a very long deal. We only remember the glass flying Robenzien crying.
Robenzien crying. You want to tune that up, Bob? Yeah.
It's impossible.
Huh?
It's not possible with these strings on. I got to get heavier strings.
Ooh,
I'll give me a try. Give me a try.
Sharp. This is not that great in tune either. Actually, this piano that I play it is. A plethora of lovely beatings. I know most of them, man. That was my boy.
Another one of those picking songs.
Yes, exactly.
So, and we'll try to start out with just in the E, and just staying in E, and then we'll start playing the chords when the vocal starts. One, two, three, four. Water, the jade merchant's daughter, all along the moon Electra, bow and bend to me. Hi-ho, the carrion crow, fal-de-ral-de-riddle. Hi-ho, the carrion crow, bow and bend to me. Hey, a long than the rule you may sow. More than laurel you may sow. Hey, the girdle, hey, the city in the rain. Hey, 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 the wild weed waving in the wind. Degrees of solitude, 20 degrees in all. All the dancing kings and wives assembled in the hall. Lost is the long and loneliest time, very simple flying. All along the mountains of the moon. Time to matter. The earth will see you on through this time. The earth will see you on through this time. Down by the water, the marsh king's daughter, did you know? Clothed in tatters, always will be. Tom, where did you go? Mountains of the moon, Electra, mountains of the moon. All along the mountains of the moon. Hi-ho, the carrion crow, fal-de-ral-de-riddle. All along the mountains of the bow and bend to me. Bend to me.
Okay, hang on one second. The whole thing has lapsed now into the halftime. As I say, I'm not hearing anything but halftime from guitars or anything. So I guess you might call it the double time, as opposed to we're playing the halftime. There's a whole time that's a step above that, and the double time. I need to hear more of the double time. Just to give it some more interior rhythm, so that the chords move slowly, and it really is. It sounds lugubrious. Okay, so could we try from the top with that in mind?
Yeah, so.
A little faster. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. The jade merchant's daughter, all along the moon, Electrum bow and bend to me. Hi-oh, the carrion crow, fal-de-ral-de-riddle. All the carrion crow, bow and bend to me.
20 degrees of solitude, 20 degrees in awe. All the dancing kings and wives assembled in the hall. Lost is the long and loneliest time, very simple flying. All along the mountains of the moon. Hey, Tom and Joe, it's time to matter. The earth will see you on through this time. The earth will see you on through this time. Hey, the laurel, hey, the city in the rain. Hey, 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 the white wheat waving in the wind. Mountains of the moon, Electra, mountains of the moon. All along the mountains of the moon. I hold a carrion crow, Molly, Rowley, Rindle. I hold a carrion crow, now and then to me. Then to me.
And a B minor.
Okay. Isn't that a little too fast?
Yeah, just a little fast, but that's the kind of feeling.
And then secondly, when it goes into the hey Tom banjo space, doesn't it want to lean a little bit more on the half?
Yes, it does. It does want to. It just wants to space out. It doesn't.
Space out.
It doesn't want to. You know, the feeling needs to keep going.
Okay. When it goes to the hey Tom banjo place.
Okay, wait a minute. Something's really cracked in that phrase. Are you guys getting that incredible?
Yeah, that. When it goes to the hey Tom banjo place, it needs to space out. It needs to go to more half and whole time stuff, more sustainy stuff.
But that feeling still needs to be there in the background. That picking feeling needs to be there in the background. No, that was a little too swift. You're right.
Wait a minute. And now I'm completely off. Are you guys still on in your markers? I'm totally off now.
I can hear you, Bruce. I can hear you.
In
your vocal, or you can't go to the piano.
Yeah. One, two. Yeah, I don't want to have to crank it that much. Just put the difference back there, Mike. Just put the difference back there. Turn that stuff down. Yeah. Up. Okay, one, two. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Doing your song, right?
Yeah, we're gonna do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right.
Let's rock.
Should I get this Xerox real quick?
It's been Xerox.
Which?
It's been Xerox.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So we're going to go. One, two, three, four. a time we're living. You can't play like this the whole song.
The middle of June and summer's in. Go again from miles around to see the mighty rainbow knock 'em down.
Acapella.
Well, every night about quarter to ten, the fundamental tunes in the summer's end.
Remember that Zigaboo thing?
Gather from miles around, see the mighty rainbow knock 'em down.
Remember, Bolo, with your all that stuff. You don't remember? Better till you guys did that thing you did. Put it back to where it was. Now it's just nothing but nebulous. Nebula. Guitars just sound like, they sound so little.
Yeah, they sound so far away.
Yeah, they sound so teeny.
Hold on a second.
Stars,
I can go
exactly. Far away at night.
I gotta get a tire changed here. Hold on a sec.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I'm not talking about the way they're playing it. I'm just talking about the what I'm hearing in my headphones. It's just.
You know what's weird is that whatever they did, it's sucking for you. It sounds better in my headphones than it ever has before.
Well, that's great. They just need to do what they. Mine was really okay. It wasn't great, but now that they've changed it, it's worse for me. Yeah. Well, or just something. You
might put something up. That would become contiguous.
Yeah, just more. It just seems like you're just hardly playing. So you're playing like the hi hats. I know. Yeah, at least in the choruses. You know, the verses can be really, you know, spacey. The verses are really right to me. Yeah, it's just about the choruses didn't really go anywhere. You know, in what you were doing, you know. That's all. Just the chorus thing. Yeah. Exactly. That thing for the chorus is good.
Yeah.
The way you're playing the verse shouldn't be like the big thing. I'm not talking about the whole song. I just mean in the big section, in the sections that are supposed to be bigger. Yeah. What? Yeah. like that guy.
So could we try that baby again?
Let's do it again, yeah. But it should start off kind of jamming, you know. It should start off kind of jamming, and then, you know, kind of it kind of gets into that, the Grinelli factor in the verse. But then jacks up again in the chorus. It's just like the vocals. The vocals are kind of stanky and kind of little feetish, you know. Two, three, four. Sorry, Phil, you weren't ready. That's where y'all supposed to come in with it. We do four times out front of that. What's that? Maybe y'all could turn the guitars up. Maybe you guys were playing it and I just didn't hear it. Oh, you weren't playing it. Okay.
No, I didn't know there was a set thing.
It's sort of four. That's the only time when it's four. Is out front. Can y'all... Can you guys play that line one time? Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's good. It's good. I just don't hear it when we're all playing. It's just a sonic thing. You can just turn them up a little bit, Mike, for me. Okay. One, two, three, four.
top and pick up a dime. Throw it down at the proper time. Well, they hear me now about four to ten. From the middle of June till the summer's end. People would gather from miles around to see the mighty rainbow knock 'em down.
Was better than the first time. Hey, Mark, could you play a part just in the chorus? You're just kind of going. I'd like you to go like the Keith Richards, like you know, those kind of Keith Richardsy chords. With those kind of voicings that I've heard you do. I hate. No, more like a.
Hey, Bruce, did we do... How many times did we do the bridge in that last rendition?
We did twice.
Twice, not three times. Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to do it just twice.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it happens after the middle solo,
right?
After your cue of that. Yeah. And the same thing in the end solo after
that's
your
right.
cue.
Yeah. Okay.
Sort of, it's set up the same way both times. And that was kind of nice when it came down there. Yeah, for the last, yeah. That's where it stops. I think we're supposed to.
You do play it once and then stop, right?
That time when they first started playing it, we went. We went. You know, mighty rainbow, knock 'em down. I think that's what's supposed to happen.
Okay, because I had it written down going directly into the arpeggiated harmony lick.
But the mighty rainbow, knock them down.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I have written down
really?
Here.
I think it's the other way. I think it's just normal.
All right. Okay.
That's just good. Just the way we do it every time. It's normal. What's that, Steve? Exactly. The lick from the other guy's band, yeah. I mean, which is actually, it's a lick from my record, too. It's just that the way we're playing it is the way they're playing, which is good.
I want to do another quick order of events for this.
Oh, okay. If we're calling them Grinnelli and Almond Brothers, there's four Grinnellis and two Almonds at the is what the intro is. I give you four Grinnellis and two Almonds.
Would that be Almond Joys or...
Granatelli. Andy Granatelli.
I'll raise you A.J. Foyt.
Yeah, right.
Mario Andretti.
Okay, so four Granatelli, four Andys. Four Andy Granatellis.
Dreaded Granatelli, man. You know, if you won the race in one of his cars, he would kiss you. Dreaded Granatelli. He would lay a Granatelli on you.
Oh, God.
Oh, the horror.
Yeah, the horror. The Aveniverse. And, of course, two Grinnellis and two Almonds, which is our standard form. Then a verse chorus. Then two and two again. Right into the... two and two again into a solo. Which solos on... It solos on the Almonds sort of vibe. Then there's a pickup of two Grinnellis, which goes into the bridge, which goes right into the chorus, which goes into two Almonds, and then into an a cappella chorus, and then into a bass and drum solo. Bass and drums solo. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, then joined by sax. Just the whole tag. Then you just call it the whole tag. And then it's as if you're back in. You could call it, if you had a chart. You could call have a DS back to the two Granatellis before the bridge. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Which, you know, just like the solo, it's cued out of the solo into the bridge. This is cued also out of the tag, which is like the solo, into the bridge by two of those, which goes right into the last chorus, and then two and two again.
Bruce?
Yeah.
Has there been any thought put into how long and what we can do with the sort of the whole solo-ish section? Because Steve and I were trying to talk through that from a guitar playing standpoint.
I don't know. You guys just leave it open to yourselves.
Sort of an open-ended thing.
Yeah, it's just it's just whatever is good for you.
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
On. Oh, I don't hear it in my phones. Where is this not in my phones?
That's okay. Mark's.
Because you don't have Mark's vocal in your phones, I guess. Yeah. Okay. What's that, Steve?
I need to know how long a space that's going to be, if it's going to be a much longer space or if it's going to be a space as we're doing it now. Or
well, it's sort of cued by Phil. It seems like a medium long space.
Yeah, I mean, it can go as long as there's something going on.
Yeah. If something really starts going in there.
I think what we're going to try and do is I'll take the beginning of the solo out of the...
Out of the last chord.
Out of the Allman Brothers. Right. Out of the Allman Brothers lick.
Right.
Into the solo. And I'll noodle pensively until such time as I begin arpeggiating the changes. And then Mark can start playing the high notes, bend more high notes, you know, like Steely Dan. And then we can probably have a cue or something like that.
Well, if you want to have a plan like that, that's fine. But I don't care about it. You know, just like Phil said, it's just, you know,
we'll leave you enough room to do all that.
Yeah.
We'll leave you enough room to do all that. See, I have to let you guys develop something. That would be lovely.
Hey, Mark, can I hear play the chorus with me? Can you play the chorus, those chords with me? One, two, three, four. No, yeah, I don't want that bluesy stuff. I want that those open kind of Keith Richards chords.
Sorry, I misinterpreted. I just think of Keith as being sort of a bluesy.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah, okay. That Keith Richards. Let's get a big open chords that street fighting man chords.
See, I can't hear that guitar for some reason. What's going on? Sounds very far away.
And Bobby, if you want to do the same thing, you can't, you know.
Thin and far away.
Great. Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's right. Yeah, I just want that big, big open sound. Yeah. That's really good.
Let's do a little of that so I can sort of hear up what I'm doing.
Okay, great. Just want to cycle the chorus around a little bit.
Yeah.
Without singing. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. little fatter sound. Yeah, it's just as fat as you can, you know, just that big open.
Should we try the whole tune?
Yes, absolutely.
Now there's a concept. Paso, but that's it too.
Chocolate marks or cookies or lemonade. Here we go with a ho-ho-ho rabbit. Who's your rabbit? The Chinese hat is made of Leave It to Beaver.
Are there actually words? Yeah. Leave It to Beaver? Oh my god.
B5 fiddly dum, they're up
the mark
the
of a true
door.
Archivist.
B5 fiddly dum, they're up to the living room floor. They call a halt for a chocolate malt and cookies with lemonade. And back they go with a ho, 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 right back to their toy parade.
Yes, please.
A seminal influence.
The Weaver Savant.
Yes, from my. Bruce is preserving the tradition of the Weaver Savant.
Weaver Savant, yes.
On my new record, I got liner notes. I get this friend of mine to write this complete load of shit. I always liked the concept in the old days, you know, you buy an album and they'd have liner notes of some guy writing about how great this album was, you know.
Right.
A total puff piece on the album itself, you know.
Leonard Feather.
And so I thought I'd do my own sort of complete bullshit version of this, so I get this friend of mine to write this. So we sort of did it together, and it starts off, "The art of the weaver has always been prized by society for countless eons. Craftspersons have labored in situ to preserve." The Navajo weavings of the fin de siècle period. I mean, it just goes on with this whole lot of crap. And it finally ends with, you know, Bruce is preserving the tradition of the weaver savant and his musique verite creation. always the enfant terrible, the maestro au gratin, weaves from his loom a tour de force, magnum opus that warms the soul and curls the tongue. It's just a load of
snarls the lip.
The great thing is, some people will take this seriously. They'll read it on the album and think, "Oh wow, how deep." Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Simple shit, Molly. It's really good. We'll be right back.
folks say that rainbows can't last. Well, fancy shirts and shorts and pants. Yeah, the corner more cousin Joseph had and the Bible had. Hey, well, every night about quarter ten from the middle of June to the summer's end. People were gathered from miles around to see the mighty rainbow knock them down.
Taping this. Plate. Every night it would dominate. Thumb jump to the top and pick up a dime. Throw it down at the proper time. Well, every night about 4 to 10. From the middle of June to the summer's end. Lord, got it from miles around to see the mighty rainbow knock 'em down.
It's the only time where it comes right away.
Well, every night about 9:45 from the middle of June to the summer's end. People would gather from miles around to see the mighty rainbow knock 'em down.
collection plate. Every night it would dominate. It would just come to the top and pick up a dime, throw it down at the proper time. Really, every night about a quarter to ten, from the middle of June till the summer's end. People would gather from miles around to see the mighty rainbow knock them down.
Okay, so the second time there's no breakdown, right? You wanted us to play through that thing that you were doing that to, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Somewhere in between. It doesn't really stop. Okay. It's kind of like a little.
So there's really
down.
Two breakdowns to the song?
Yeah, well,
with no rhythm or only one?
Well, breakdowns meaning where
I mean,
it's
we
only
stop that. We stop rhythm.
Oh, where you guys just totally stop? It's really just the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Only the end. Okay.
Breakdowns in the sense of it's just drums and vocal happen twice.
Okay, great. Right. I got it.
Or actually happens three times because the fourth chorus also is a breakdown.
So it only we only stop at the end.
You only stop completely.
Stop. Got it.
I would describe the first two as like forte.
Right. I got it.
Yeah, that's right. Those are bigger deals, yeah. And the third, that's right.
Okay, cool.
Sort of a little more mellow.
Food's here.
It's mellow.
Footy.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I think y'all are doing great with that.
Yeah,
thanks.
This is good.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's an in-between, a hybrid kind of thing. I like this.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Crank this back a bunch now. Crank. Mike, would you crank back my send a bunch? There we go.
Yes, so we want to do the name. Well, I used to fuck around. That's just what it is. Some things will never change. Ohio players
Something
version.
Something never change.
What's that? Okay, that's offending you, Dave.
No problem. I just said it, all of a sudden everyone's a vocalist, though.
Oh, everyone jumps in on that Ohio player shit, huh?
Yow, wow, yow, yow.
That's just what it is, yow.
Y'all.
Some things will never change, y'all. Well, well. Yeah, oh, girl. Yeah. Yes. I don't think the sax is really a, I don't think it's really a sax song.
So I can just sit back and listen?
More than I'm sorry. But if you, I mean...
But
I'm more than sorry.
You gonna be sorry later.
I'm just thinking, what if there's another double that you could do, another type of instrument rather than just, you know, like.
Well, tambourine for sure.
Do what the fucking guy did at the inauguration. Oh, that was so grim. We're breaking it down. I'm like, look at what this fucking guy's doing. Right in the middle of the song. We broke it down for a little piano and drums thing, and the sort of the guy who was heading the whole band up, this guy named Dave Pat, he gets out and he's doing nice. Oh, no. Oh, no. Look at this one. You didn't quite say that song, but no. Yeah, you're like,
but I was just,
I was. I was laughing about it. Like, God, this is so cringeworthy.
Cringeworthy.
Check this fucker out, man. look how he's massacred my song. Okay, so let's just try the intro. Okay, yeah, what the hell? I played it for 12 years, I gotta fuck with it. Go ahead, Mulo. And there's a little lick here that goes. That's it.
I was standing by Market Town waiting for the welfare time. They can't buy a job, but the man in the suit hurries by, catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. Just the way it is. Some things will never change, never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe her?
Maybe Steve, you could play that melody along with me on guitar.
I said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. Don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? And did you really think about it before you made the rules? He said, son, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe him? Solo.
You know, can we try, just for a second, just one second. This is a very nice feel. I just wondered if solo, if you could try to, you guys open it up with a little more of that, some new world music sounds. No, I just mean new, yeah. New, yeah. Just kind of, you know, let it open up, yeah. I'm sure there's another song that we do that has this sort of feel, you know, where it just kind of opens up, because that would make it a little more, yeah. So let's just take it from the second chorus, you know,
Hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Well, did you really think about it before you made the rules? He said, son, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change, never change. That's just the way it is. Don't you believe her?
Okay, here, open it up.
Mark, go ahead, Mark.
Then it does the chorus for two times. It goes. And third verse.
I went the past alone in 64. Give those away and got a little more. But it only goes so far. Cause the law don't change. Another's mind will not see at the hiring time. There's no line on the color bar. Oh, oh, no. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe her.
Doesn't do that yet. That's where it goes. Just the chorus, Phil. It just goes. When I go, yeah. Question of whether we want to take it to a, you know, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the order of events here?
Yeah, well, it does the intro,
right.
And then the verse and chorus, half intro, sort of. Verse, chorus,
and
half
the
intro.
The intro is on a chorus figure?
On the verse figure.
Okay.
You know. It's just that little melody that goes over the chords of the verse.
Right.
That's a whole intro. After the verses, it usually does half intro. You want to write this down? Okay, so it's a whole intro. Yeah. If somebody could catch, that's a little intro figure. Verse, chorus, then a half intro, and then a little solo section, or which is on the verse, and then it goes at a cue, which is me playing under the solo, and then it goes two times of the little chorus figure. Tricky thing, and then it goes to third verse, and then chorus, and then after the chorus, I kind of blow a little bit on that, you know, intro pattern. And then when you hear me go, and then at that point, it just goes to. Now, we've been doing this kind of sort of who-ish section that's just powerful as a dog in the ending. We could maybe do that. Molo, what do you think about that who section? You know, the thing-a-dong.
Yeah, I think that would be.
It's so big. Yeah, for the lot. It is a. It's an arena moment for sure.
What key is that in?
It's in G. And what happens is, actually, it breaks down. It breaks down on a little thing, and I play a little solo piano with Molo. And then, so say we're doing this, you know. For much longer. Chords are on to G, D, F, C. And some guitar players solos over this. The drummers get real swirly. Right here it goes. And we end on a C.
Hey Bruce, where does that that break come in the song?
It comes in the tag.
Okay.
Yeah. It just comes at we were vamping along.
Is it always the same length? Or
this
Yeah, it's always the same length.
No, it's just whatever. Just on a cue. It's on always on the end of one. Whenever I listen to a tape of that end of one always becomes one to me, and it just fucks me up. It always, unless you're in it, you think that becomes a new one. Yeah, I do every time. Yeah. So, you want to try the whole thing?
Okay. Yeah. You want to start it off that way?
You know, let's see what happens. What the hell?
Just tack that onto the top.
Yeah. Okay. So now you know. Of course, I don't even have to really do. You know, I mean, I don't have to really do that. If, you know, that's what I.
How about
so. Will you be offended if I
that
don't do
that? That is the beginning of the song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You'll be offended. Okay, Steve will be offended.
You gotta
okay.
do that.
Okay, excuse me for living.
No, that's
no absolutely. If you think that.
No, that's it. Man.
I'm open to whatever. Okay, so.
We should do that part and then do the Who thing.
Well, that's what I'll try. Well, I'll try.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'll try. So I'll try the second half. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I don't know, because it's just going to go down, it seems like,
well,
a little.
Besides, it wasn't anticipated this time. It was right on the downbeat, right?
I went one. The downbeat was on in my right hand.
It seems like it might go just straight into the verse there.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah. Well,
I went into the sort of the intro.
Just suck it down and start singing.
All right. All right, let's try it. So I'll count it so you'll know the one. Three, four. One and two. And a one. I don't know. That feels weird to me, man.
Well, I'm not sure everybody's got the one there. So I think you got to count it off.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So give us that little count off.
Okay, so. It just feels funny because it goes to a place that's not set up to, you know. It just goes. Yeah, it seems to work. I know it works at the end, but it just feels funny to me to go into that.
You could go into the signature riff out of that.
Well, I tried that too. Let's try that. Let's try that. We'll just do it. It'll be the same chords for y'all. To me, it makes me feel like we've got to make this other thing too big.
Yeah.
What, Molo?
I think I agree.
Rather than just grooving, rather than just having it come in real natural, it just seems, I don't know. That's a good idea. I mean, hey, throw up any of those things. I'm all for trying.
I'm trying to make it work.
Yeah. Well, frankly, to me, it's always been a little hard coming out of it, just, you know, slamming it at the end and making that as big as that thing is, because that thing gets really big. So that's enough of a problem, but to take it into the verse, which is always supposed to be mellow anyway, is way wild. So let's just take it from the lovely final chord.
Standing in line, marking time.
man in the silk suit and hurries by, measures a poor old lady's eye. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change.
You know, you can harmonize it. I just like, kind of nice.
Well, but don't you believe them?
You know, you can both do it if you want to. That'll be the new signature on my songs, Allman Brothers Guitar Style.
Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. But you don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, I can't stand to think that way. And did you really think about it before you made the rules? He said, son, just the way it is.
Like this, like this, like
that's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them and be them. Solo time, open it up.
Just did it.
Do that.
Okay, I could not hear that.
Oh, you can't hear the piano?
I could not hear the piano.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I need a little more piano, too.
I'm jamming that out there, so y'all just probably need to turn me up a little bit. Yes. Sing this song, the piano mod.
From somewhere in the solo session.
Yeah, really, somewhere in Mark's deal. 2, 3, 4.
Those who ain't got a little more, but it only goes so far. Cause the law don't change another's mind when all it sees at the hiring time. The line on the color bar won't go. It's just the way it is. And some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
I'm sorry. It goes to the. Yeah. When I go, that's just the way. I just blow on that section a little bit, and then once again, when you hear me go, that ends the section. Okay. Let's take it from that
so
third.
We were in the. In the way it is.
We were in the.
Oh, but don't you believe them?
Take it from the what?
From the same place as last time. The
in the middle of that solo.
Yeah.
Okay. Two, three, four. Either go to a solo section or I'll just go. That'll work, that little who section. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
of that?
I think I'm loving it. But I think you ought to do it with
we'll do a little
piano,
thing
bass
first.
And drums.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Fine.
And do it two times through that way.
Well, like I could start it. I could do it one time, just me and the drums, and then Phil come in with a big bum there.
And then
for the second time
the guitarists
through.
Come in.
Yeah, we could build it up, you know. So say I'm doing it. Say Mo and I are going. You know. A little breakdown. Come in, just hey. We'll be right back.
section builds a little longer than I thought it was.
Oh, it'll build a little longer, yeah. If they really get going, we can, you know, we can build it up to the feverish pitch, you know. It's definitely a good arena moment. Yeah, it'll reach the back rows, that little section, you know.
Okay, let's run the whole thing one time. You give plenty of cues because I want to get a tape to of this version.
You want me to like talk it through as we go, rather than almost sing it? Just say, here comes this. Here comes the judge. Okay.
Just because you're not going to be here in that way, we can.
Yeah, it would be great if you just run it through. Yeah.
We can share this at home. And stuff
yeah, because frankly, like I don't know if you noticed, there's lots of times where I'm just singing and I'm not playing, so it's, you're not going to. You guys weren't hearing me that well before anyway, so didn't matter. So you won't miss me. Okay, so I'll just do this. Oh man, that would be chilly.
He's looking for time.
Buy a job.
No, just rap it.
They're the man in the silk suit hurries by.
It's poor old ladies are just for fun and sin. Get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Yeah, change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe her. Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. You don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it? Or you made a rule? He said, son, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe me. Oh, don't believe, don't believe.
just a Boeing 64. You give those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far, because the law don't change. Another's mine when all it sees at the hiring time is a line on the color bar. Oh, no. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change, never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
To you guys.
That's fun.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Mucho fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's different. That's good. It's different. That Achtung baby. It's got that. What is this baby? The Führer never said baby. What is this baby? The Führer never said baby. That's one of the great movies, man.
Which movie is that?
The Producers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Dick Shaw.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Joe, baby. You're talking to Goebbels, you know? Hey, Joe, baby, relax.
Springtime for
Germany. In Germany. Deutschland is... Hello and gay. Nazi, come and join the Nazi party. And that's Mel Brooks' voice doing it. You got some Nazi. Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party. It's just unbelievable. All right.
Okay, well, let's get this
photo thing. Yeah.
Took, and then we should at least run you and and Molo.
Can't figure out which key to play this in, D flat or C. Yeah, what the hell? Okay. Yeah, the love coming down the road, somewhere between two worlds. An oar in his head and a song on your lips. We'll roll the boat to far shore. Roll the boat of the love soul. Okay. Is it rolling there, guys?
If you want me to lay out, let me know.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Mike? Yeah, he's going to. Hey, Mike, is it on? Is it rolling now? Okay. Damn, I can't figure out what key to play it in, but...
So, coming down the road.
You can just go, you don't have to go up to, you know, skippy like. It's just could be real straight, you know. Exactly.
Like I used to do back in the hood.
Back in the hood, yes.
Was a man of confused and sad nature.
Yeah, but they'll keep it going. It's not supposed to be here, but.
Thought no one loved him. That was not true.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Said he wasn't lost, so didn't fit in anywhere. Didn't know where to turn or who to turn to. Well, there's a lost soul coming down the road, somewhere between two worlds, with an oar in his hand and a song on your lips. We'll roll the boat to far shore, roll the boat of the love lost soul. Ever since, so I can't remember. We all try to ease pain. Took him in when he needed some shelter. Tried to make him feel he was one of us again. Well, there was one day, oh, I can't remember. He sat alone with a pencil in his hand. All day long, he drew careful on the paper. In the end, just a picture of a man. Of a lost soul coming down the road, but somewhere between two worlds, with an oar in his hand and a song on your lips. We'll roll the boat to the far shore, roll the boat of the lost soul.
I think we've all taken it. It's all a little slow, but.
Oh, dear Mary, do you remember? The day when we went walking downtown. As I recall, it was an early December. After school, I just lay down. When I see you on the street in the twilight, I may tip my head and keep my head down. Show me love, maybe I don't deserve it. I've been called but not been found. But as I lost my soul, I'm coming down the road, somewhere between two worlds, with an oar in his hand and a song on your lips, we'll row the boat to far shore, row the boat of love lost soul.
That song is about you? That is about you, the lost soul, man. That was actually a big Stasia favorite.
That was one of his
what? That's a pretty song he wrote there, just about you. Fine. Okay. Yeah. You do your the deal, you know, the. Wow, that piano sound. Piano sounds boomy through those speakers, doesn't it? Doesn't it? No, I think Mark out front, I bet it sounds like hell out front too. Like heck, right?
It's fat, Matt.
Okay, one, you come in anytime you want to. One, two, one, two, three. Across the river, yeah. We just, you know.
Back around here 35 weeks ago today.
so boomy sounded out of the speakers.
Well, at night she walks on the banks, remembers how she dreamed of rowing away. Now she left one day. She left with a driven look in her eyes, came back around when it's still inside. Said, give it some time, you forget about it too. We know they always do. Well, I know some fine day you will find your way across the river. Ooh, across the river. Roll down slow, there's a long way to go. Across the river. Ooh, across the river.
Those are all harmony parts, you know. No.
Was proud and so strong, and she tried not to listen to our old talk. Downtown where she walked, they sit around and they say that she came back with a tail between her legs, like they always said she would. It's better on the other side. Say you never do it, so don't even try. Well, you may be beaten down with the closed mind, and don't try.
Here's where it starts fucking rocking in. Solo. And this goes as long as it will. We'll do it one more time around, and we'll play our very tricky and. Does whatever it does. say we're at the ending here. Here we go. Here's the ending. A little tricky ending. Okay, 2, 3, 4. All right. Does that, yeah, right. That's the vocal part for everybody. Except, Mark, you go. Yeah, right. I want that sort of, it's like the sirens in the Odyssey. Okay, is that pretty much what you're looking for, Bobby? That's pretty much a rundown of the form of the tune. I mean, as such as it is, I mean, we've had fairly good luck, you know, fooling with this stuff. But I mean hell, I wrote that for like Garcia to play on. That was always sort of in the mode of what I always felt would be was this group, you know, or that group, which this is coming out of it. So anyway, that arrangement, what I'm saying, we should work fine. It should be, you know. I don't know, was Valley Road on that list? Yeah, you know, we don't have anything quite like that, do we? We don't have a... Because you know those few times we played it with the Dead, we played it like that, you know, and that is sort of a flavor that we're not really dealing with yet, I don't think. Oh, you know, this only has like dead songs that I was interested in doing, you know.
It's my fingers,
you know,
and the heart fungels me to the bone, and I can't hear the song for the singer, and I can't.
That's what this has. It has just songs like that. So I forget what was on that list. Well, I think. What's that? That is a good one. Let me see. It was Lost Soul was on that list. Across the River, Rainbow's Cadillac. The Way It Is was not on it. Nor was White Wheel Limousine.
Well, Way It Is was on the tape that we got.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Way It Is, oh, okay. Well, then it was on the list. Okay, I didn't remember it was. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Well, then it was on the list. So, maybe...
Huh?
Yeah. It's not actually that different. It's different in certain ways. The way we're playing it is different, but the form is pretty similar. Other than the solo section being open. I guess maybe the only other thing was Valley, you know. Okay. Okay. Okay, well, what the hell? We could do it that way, or we could do it the get back way, Okay, I'll put it down both ways. I mean, it's gonna be the same form, but. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let me just figure out how I'm gonna do this. All right. That's how the band cuts in. So I just go just by myself. Doing it now is the way it should have been done the first time. It was almost done the first time.
Oh, standing like a stone on not good enough to marry. When it all happens, nobody wins. Walk on. Walk on alone. Walk on, walk on. It's 14, pattern of 14, bottom it. 8 beats of D, 2 of G, 4 of A.
2nd chorus always goes quicker. It goes to 2nd chorus quicker than the other ones.
Down the long valley road, she came back around like nothing really happened. Left him standing on the old valley road. Walk on. Walk on, walk on. Walk on. Thank you.
I won't do that. We can just do whatever we want to. And then say, we'll do the ending. Both of them work. They each have their own, you know, charms and whatever. Good aspect. What's that?
Yeah. How about if I just do it?
Sure. I don't guess that.
What's the instrumental? Is
in the chorus.
Really? It absolutely is. That's
really?
Exactly right. It's actually by a whole pattern.
I adore that shit, man.
The thing is, by the way, looking on the old man. You're absolutely right, but you know what? It's possible. Possibly we could. Okay, because we could uniform it. We could. Okay. All right. So. Are different. Well, you know, the good news about this is that you never have to change until you hear me go. You know, it's like walk on, walk on, walk on. Every time you hear me go walk on, you know the next thing is going to be a change. So that helps you. It was right for a couple of times, and then it just sort of. That's right. It was a chart deal. Yeah. We actually played it about 6 or 7 times, but the first few times were really good, and then it just gradually receded in value. You know? That's what you wanted me to do that for, right?
Yeah.
So you can just play too.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm pounding a lot of bass here, so it'll probably be a little like. Okay. That's probably pretty good. That's probably pretty good. And we can rehearse these at the sound check. Yeah, this is Valley Road. It's not hard. Lost Soul might be a little hard, but this is
Dance at 20 to 5.
Okay, we better do this. Okay.
Can we either play or take pictures or party or what do we want to do?
Well, I think they pretty much did what they needed to do. We've done pretty much what we needed to do.
Hey, you know what? Can I have my 2 cents in this?
Sure.
I like it. I mean, either way would be fine. But I like the first way pretty cool. I mean, we can shuffle. That's a piece of cake. But
well, we should learn it. We should do it both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah, why not do it both ways different nights?
Yeah, that would be cool. Know.